AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As Congress investigates January's riot at the Capitol, Capitol Police say more violence may be coming. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Capitol Police say they have intelligence showing a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol tomorrow. The threat appears connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will again rise to power tomorrow, March 4th. That was the original presidential inauguration date before it shifted to January 20th, nearly 90 years ago. The statement differs from an advisory the House's top security official sent lawmakers this week, saying Capitol Police had no indication groups would come here to Washington to protest or commit acts of violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At today's hearing on the riot, D.C. National Guard Commander Major General William Walker testified he was stunned by a call with the Pentagon on the day of the riot. It took 3 hours to get approval.
The Army senior leadership expressed to Chief Conte, Chief Sun, Dr. Mitchell, the deputy mayor, and others on the call that it would not be their best military advice to have uniform guardsmen on the Capitol.
Supporters of then-President Donald Trump had talked online, in some cases openly, about gathering in Washington that day in January and interrupting the electoral count. In a major concession to moderates, a Democratic source tells the AP, President Biden and Democrats agreed to tighten the upper income limits to qualify for stimulus checks. Party leaders are preparing to move their $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill through the Senate. The Pentagon says a U.S. contractor died when at least 10 rockets slammed into an airbase housing U.S. and other coalition troops in western Iraq. Reverend Jesse Jackson has been discharged from a rehabilitation center in Chicago, where he spent more than 3 weeks following an illness and gallbladder surgery. This is AP News. Russian news channel RU24 reports the new U.S. sanctions against Russia over the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny are a PR move.
The channel's anchor calls the word sanctions a big word, which spreads panic and causes fluctuation in the stock market. He thinks everything will calm down in time, adding it will not be the first or the last time sanctions are imposed on Russia. The Biden administration sanctioned 7 mid-level and senior Russian officials on Tuesday, along with more than a dozen government entities. As well, the European Union has imposed sanctions on 4 senior Russian officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of at least 6.0 struck central Greece and was also felt in neighboring Albania and North Macedonia and as far as Kosovo and Montenegro. One man was injured by falling debris. No other immediate reports of serious injury. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.